Why is love powerful, honey?
Because love, how are we opposed to have a heart without love?
Wow, that's a good question. We need love in order to have a heart.
Yeah.
When did you know that? How did you discover that love is powerful?
And love is more powerful than fear. Fear will never be more powerful than love.
Well, that is awesome. I believe that. Fear can never beat love. Who told you that?
Myself.
Well, how old are you?
7.
Well, that's an awesome lesson to know that you're 7.
I just thought about saying this. Because love is more powerful than fear.
Well, I do believe you, my love, and you know a lot of grown-ups don't understand that. And I think a lot of grown-ups need to hear that message from you. So can you say that again?
Love is more powerful than fear.
Oh, I agree with you, honey. Love is more powerful than fear. Wow. That's an awesome thought to have. And I bless your little brain. And I thank you, God, for this amazing thought that you have. So,
we cannot think about anything without a brain.
That's right. We need our brain to think. And your brain, imagine it has this thought that love is powerful. Now, how can we use love? How can we show love?
We show love by like hugging.
Oh yes, I love your hugs. What else?
We can
What else?
We can show love by high-fiving.
By high-fiving, that's cool. High five, baby.
Or shaking hands.
Shaking hands. Shaking hands. What about when mommy, wait, nosy nosy?
Yeah, also nosy nosy.
Yes. And I tickle you sometimes, don't I? We can
tickle.
What about when we pray for each other? Is that showing love?
Yes.
And also
showing love to God.
Most important, we show love to God. How do we show love to God?
By praying.
And what about how we treat our neighbors? How do we treat other people in our lives?
Love.
We treat them with love. What do you do? How do you help your neighbors?
Like when they need themselves, when there's a lot of boxes that they have to deliver to other people, you have to help them. And when they call you, they mean you have to help them. And that's be helping like with love.
Wow, I like that. I wish everyone would want to help with love, honey. That's a beautiful, powerful message. I'm really happy that you're my son. And I get to have access to all this beautiful love in you. I really, really, really love that. So what would you tell the world if you could tell the world a message about how to use love? What would you tell the world?
I'll tell that love is more powerful than fear.
Wow, love is more powerful than fear by Joshua Daniel Martinez, Rajkumar. Love is more powerful than fear.
And God is a son.
And God has a son, true.
God is the son.
God is the son. Oh, okay.
The sun in the sky.
The sun in the sky. Well, God is like the sun in the sky. That's amazing. It's all powerful.
He's hot like the sun in the sky.
I think so. He can be as hot as the sun in the sky. That's pretty. That's pretty cool. Honey, where did you ever read or hear love is more powerful than fear, like in the movies that you watch or in the stuff?
I don't watch any movies about that. I just said it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I still think that's an amazing idea for a little kid to have. And I hope that every day of your life you continue to be a kid who believes in love and shares love with the world. You know, and you're going to have to work really hard to preserve that beautiful heart of yours. I love you.
Me too. And me more.
You more. No, I love you more.
No, I love you more.
I love you longer.
I love you when I was in the tummy.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Even when I was in a sea. Even when I was in a sea. when I was a seed.
Even when you were a seed, you loved me? Aw, honey. And I, mommy
even
was...
Even when I was born in a seed.
Okay, then. Well, you know, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. And we're going to see what the people who listen to this, what they think about it. So share our thoughts. Love is the most powerful thing, and it is more powerful than fear.
And God is the number one most powerful thing.
And God is the number one most powerful thing. I agree
with
you.
Love is the second most powerful thing.
It is after God who gave us love. And he gave us a lot of love.
And without God, we wouldn't be alive.
That's so right, my honey. That's so right, my little honey.
We can't be alive without a heart or a skeleton. We can't move. We'll be worms if we didn't have skeletons.
You're so right about that. You're so right.
And we can't live without blood and a heart. Because love is the most powerful thing inside your body.
Wow. I 100% agree with that, my love. And this world needs a lot of love right now because a lot of people are very sad. A lot of people are very frustrated. They don't have work and stuff. So they don't know how to find their love again. But like you said, we can hug someone and we can help someone and we can share love in different ways. We can share a sandwich. Yes, when we share our food, that's showing love too.
When somebody doesn't have a toy bed, they want to have a toy bed, they're really sad they don't have a toy to play with, and you can give one to them.
That's another way, yes, sharing our toys. Also, like cooking for someone. You can prepare food for someone. You can even help clean their home.
Yeah, when
cleaning their home can be a way to show love for someone.
Yeah, like my father showed me a video about a man that is really hungry, and so he became to do a job about cleaning shoes so he could earn money to buy food.
Wow! What happened in the video?
Nobody except el pe. The one man did, but he didn't. One bad man did, but he didn't pay him. They didn't pay him.
And what happened, honey?
And so he tried, and I don't remember. I don't know what else because I don't know what else.
That's a very sad video. What happened to the man in the end of it all? Did he get help?
I don't know because I don't think if I saw all of it or was that all of it.
That's very, very sad, honey.
Yeah.
We don't want to be like that. That's why if whenever we can share, we share, right?
Yeah. And maybe you see some other good people soon. But maybe the people that didn't accept it because their shoes were not even dirty. Maybe because their shoes were not even dirty.
Well, sometimes that happens, honey. We all have different jobs to do. But, you know, we do our job and we hope that it's how we help each other. So, you know, it's very difficult to exercise love, you know, sometimes. Because sometimes people get hurt. And if someone tells a lie to someone, their heart gets broken. So when people get a broken heart, it's very difficult for people to trust other people again. For example, if I lie to you, would you like it? It'll make you feel bad, right? Well, if you lied to me, my heart would be broken as well. So we try to be authentic. We try to be sincere, but sometimes it's difficult. And sometimes some people never recover. But like you said, love is a powerful thing. And it is the most powerful thing. And love can heal a lot of stuff. God's love for us was so great. He sent his son. And he put his son as a sacrifice to die for us. So that we would have access to heaven.
What son died?
God's son. His name is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Was that an angel or was it the first God?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Actually, it's God as son. We know God as father. And we know so God is an Son, angel, and we know an God is the Holy Spirit. It's God, but in three different, it's God in three different ways. Same God, three different ways. We know God as a Father, God as a Son, and God as the Holy Spirit.
So God is all of those three things combined.
Yes, that's right. And you know, if God came, I mean, if we were to try and sacrifice,
God even speak with us, because I can't even hear him.
Ah, well, you know, that's why he left many ways to talk to him through his Bible. This book that mommy has here, this book, different versions of the Bible. God talked to many men over the years, and men and women, and he inspired us to write down the great things that he did in our lives. And those great things are what we read, and when we pray and we close our eyes, sometimes we can hear God's voice. Sometimes it's a feeling in your heart, sometimes it's an idea in your mind. But if you get really, really still and really, really quiet, you can also feel God's love on you. And you can feel him pouring out upon you. But you have to be really still and really quiet and say, Lord, I invite you into my life. Talk to me, please. And be really still, and you can hear what God's voice would say to you. And you got to keep looking for him, because he's always waiting for us to look for him. Did you hear something? No? But you're being really still right now. And mommy's interrupting your thoughts. All right, so on our next podcast, we will hear what was the message that Joshua got when he got really still and quiet.
I didn't get anything.
Not yet, because mommy was interrupting you. You have to do it by yourself, honey. So thank you for listening to our podcast. And if you would like to hear more things or find out what Joshua thinks about different things,
Then send a message.
Send us a message, make a comment.
Or send a text to my mom.
You can send us a message on our podcast, Mommy and Son, and hear what conversations with my 7-year-old, what they're about. So we look forward to hearing your comments. Bye. Thank you.